Representative Don Young voted to increase Pentagon spending today. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the defense authorization is facing a veto from the president.
The budget-cutting hysteria that overtook Washington last summer is now gone. The bill that passed the House with bipartisan support comes in at $643 billion. That's $8 billion higher than the president and House Republicans agreed to last year. Included is money for a new missile defense shield on the East Coast. Fort Greely, which houses some of the nation's current missile defense system, is slated to receive about $200 million. Any spending, though, faces an uphill battle. Senate Democrats will likely move a smaller bill, one that looks like the president's. If it sounds like politics, it is. The bill is loaded with highly charged amendments, like reaffirming indefinite detention. And those political amendments could ultimately seal the bill's fate and leave it as nothing more than a political show. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.